Did not calling out sin cost him his head?
It did, you know.
And John the Baptist was not shy about proclaiming righteousness and calling out the false religious people. America's loaded with false religious people that claim Jesus. One guy just walked by, worldly looking man, and he said to me, "I know Jesus." And I said, "Sir," and he turned around and stopped. I said, "Do you know the gospel?" He said, "Just believe in Jesus." I said, "Believing in Jesus?" I said, "Does that mean you can follow him and follow the world?" He said, "No." I said, "Are you like the world?" He goes, "In many ways I am." I said, "Then how can you say you know Jesus and you follow him? That's like saying I'm married, but I cheat on my wife all the time. Nobody would say I'm a good husband, would they?"
Some people would today.
Well, that those people are saying good, evil, evil's good. So the challenge is to study the scriptures and know where you are, examine yourself. And if you go to a Sunday church system, Catholic, Baptist, Lutheran, non-denom, whatever, if they're not teaching the oracles of God, all right, in love, it takes a lot more than a Jesus hat to be of Jesus. I know you know that. It takes a lot more than that. People walk by with bumper stickers, crosses. They lift them up and they go, "Look it, I got him." Jesus has been reduced down to a get out of hell card in their back pocket. But he's a glorious Savior, worthy of praise, worthy of honor to be followed and obeyed and to lose your life and come out of the culture.
Well, you know, Matthew 7:21, Jesus said, "Not all who call me Lord, Lord shall enter into the kingdom
Amen.
Of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father."
Amen. And the will of the Father is come out of the world, come out of all false traditions. Christmas is coming up. Christmas. That's a pagan holiday. Do you notice everybody that claims Christ, it's a pagan holiday. That's not how you follow God, keeping pagan holidays. And in Matthew 7, I love to tell people this, that word few will make it. You know what it means in English if you look at the Greek word? Puny. A puny number of people. Look around you. A puny number of these people will ever find eternal life.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, so examine yourself. What's your first name?
Dave.
I'm James.
James.
You got my email. If I can ever help you to go much deeper, our website's loaded with scripture, articles, teachings for free. We don't take anyone's money. We're not like the hireling pastors, and we're not like art shows here to make money. We're here for free. I retired early to travel. We sold everything we own, and we travel in our van, and we go out and proclaim at fairs, at religious places, in the street, at events, because judgment day is coming, either at our death. You and I are past our prime, we're old. Either at our death, judgment is coming, or at his return. And I think his return every day is getting closer, and the culture is getting further and further from God.
Of course.
Yeah, so that's why we go, and that's why we preach.
I tell you, if he doesn't come and judge this nation, he needs to issue an apology to
Amen.
Sodom.
Amen. I hope to hear from you sometime. Shoot me an email. I'd love to encourage you. Lifting up Jesus.